Politics are stressful right now, and there are much better ways for conservatives to spend their days than to see what mood Joe Manchin might be in. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast, and you'll get the day's good, bad, and crazy news with some laughs on the side. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it, and what we're going to get into today is Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney, Donald Trump, and a seat in Wyoming. Actually, a lot more than just a seat in Wyoming. There are less than 2 weeks to go before the Republican primary in Wyoming, which pits Liz Cheney, the incumbent of January 6th committee fame, against Harriet Hageman, who's a lawyer in Wyoming and the Republican challenger to Liz Cheney. Now, there's never a lot of polling in House races. Yeah, I mean, you just don't have a House race where you've got the last 15 polls you can look at and get an average of them. But there has been one really big one about 3 weeks ago done by the Casper Star Tribune, and it showed Liz Cheney to be in big, big, big trouble, and Harriet Hageman doing very well, leading by 22 points, 52% to 30%. So it appears that Harriet Hageman has a significant lead over Liz Cheney. Now, Cheney has focused most of the big statements of her campaign, the big ads, the closing statement in debate, that sort of thing. She has focused it on her January 6th committee work. I mean, very specifically, Cheney has portrayed herself throughout this campaign as standing up for the Constitution by making sure that former President Donald Trump, quote, can never be anywhere near the Oval Office again. So she said that in a number of places, in a number of ways. Donald Trump can never be allowed to be anywhere near the Oval Office again. So she has made that the centerpiece of her campaign. Now, Hageman, who actually has Trump's endorsement, has focused more on Wyoming. After all, this is a congressional seat from Wyoming. Her introductory ad discussed water rights and land rights and irrigation policies and forestry and wildlife and livestock, energy, a lot more. All in the context, it was all done in the context of Harriet Hageman defending Wyoming rights against an intrusive federal bureaucracy. There was a recent interview she did with Maria Bartiromo of Fox News, and she portrayed Liz Cheney as a woman who's gone Washington, who has basically abandoned Wyoming. So she said, quote, Liz Cheney doesn't come to Wyoming, hasn't for quite some time. She'll pop in every once in a while, flying in a private plane, go to a private home, and have a handful of people that she talks to and a few donors here in Wyoming. Okay, so that's Harriet Hageman talking about Liz Cheney, portraying Liz Cheney as somebody who's not really of Wyoming. Obviously, comes from a family that's been in Wyoming for generations, as has Harriet Hageman, but has spent almost all of her life somewhere else. Okay. Now, Harriet Hageman also noted, that Liz Cheney is openly appealing to Democrats to please switch parties and vote for Liz Cheney in the Republican primary. Now, Republicans don't like that a lot. Democrats don't like it either when the other party switches parties to try to strategically vote in a primary to ensure that their party or their favorite candidate wins. But anyway, Liz Cheney is openly appealing to Democrats, please switch parties, vote for me in the Republican primary. Then you can go back to being a Democrat again. And Liz Cheney, you may know, has raised a ton of money, more than $10 million. The vast, vast majority of it comes from out of state. A lot of wealthy Democrats all around the country, none of them from Wyoming. Now, this includes some top Hollywood entertainment executives. They have been electrified by Liz Cheney's attacks on Trump, very high profile attacks on Trump at the January 6th committee hearings. The ones have been televised. A couple of them have been in prime time. So on Monday, to show, yes, this outside support, Liz Cheney tweeted a photo of Kevin Costner, the actor. He's wearing a T-shirt that said, I'm for Liz Cheney. Now, Cheney, she tweeted this, and she added a comment, and the comment was, real men put country over party. So here's Kevin Costner in jeans and a t-shirt, boots, saying, real men put country over party. And what does that mean? That means you support Liz Cheney. Now, the problem with the tweet is that Kevin Costner, popular as he might be as an actor, is not a Wyomingite. He lived in an oceanfront estate near Santa Barbara, California, before moving in 2017 to a big 160-acre ranch in Colorado, where he lives. He's, you may be very familiar with this, he stars in a current series, Yellowstone, which is shot in Montana. So anyway, Liz Cheney tweets this support, and Ari Fleischer, who is the former George W. Bush White House spokesman in the Bush-Cheney administration, just tweeted, boy, will this backfire. Liz is already going to lose, but while many fans love Kevin Costner and enjoy Yellowstone, who in Wyoming thinks he's one of them? Reasonable question. This is not that Kevin Costner is a bad guy. They don't like Kevin Costner. It's just that Kevin Costner is not a Wyomingite, and the race is either about Wyoming or it's about something else. So all of this has given voters the impression that for Liz Cheney, the primary race is more about Trump than it is about Wyoming. Harriet Hageman can talk all she wants about water rights or energy, whatever she wants to talk about, but Cheney will focus on the real issue, which is the threat she believes the former president, Donald Trump, poses to American democracy. So now, Liz Cheney's famous father, the former vice president, has gotten into the campaign. He's shot an ad for his daughter, Dick Cheney, sitting in front of a camera, just him and the camera, talking about one and only one thing, Donald Trump. So we're going to play this whole ad, but we're going to cut into a couple of pieces. So let's start with the first part of Dick Cheney's ad right now.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it.
Okay, that is the first part of Dick Cheney's ad for his daughter, Liz Cheney, in the Wyoming House GOP primary. So, I mean, it's very, very clear. In the 246-year history of the United States, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. So his daughter, Liz Cheney, is standing up to that threat, according to Dick Cheney. And he's saying that basically all Republicans that the election was not stolen, that Trump really lost it, and therefore you must vote for Liz Cheney. Okay, the second part of the ad, we're going to listen to the second part of the ad in just a second, again repeats this Liz Cheney idea that Donald Trump can never be allowed to get anywhere near the Oval Office. So let's listen to that part of the ad right now.
Lynn and I are so proud of Liz for standing up for the truth, doing what's right, honoring her oath to the Constitution, when so many in our party are too scared to do so. Liz is fearless. She never backs down from a fight. There is nothing more important she will ever do than lead the effort to make sure Donald Trump is never again near the Oval Office. And she will succeed. I am Dick Cheney. I proudly voted for my daughter. I hope you will too.
I'm Liz Cheney, and I approve this message.
Okay, that's the full ad that Dick Cheney did for his daughter Liz in the Wyoming House Republican primary. So here's something to think about. I've been talking about how Harriet Hageman is focusing on Wyoming issues, and Liz Cheney is focusing on Donald Trump. So it is possible to be a Republican and believe that Donald Trump did, in fact, lose the 2020 election, and that he shouldn't be president again. that somebody else, like Ron DeSantis, another Republican, should be president. It's possible to believe that and still want a representative from your state, Wyoming, who represents Wyoming more than the January 6th committee. It's entirely possible to not think the election was stolen, not think it was a scam, but to believe that Wyoming should have a more Wyoming representative. Now, the interesting thing about Dick Cheney's ad is that it focused on precisely the aspect of his daughter's work that is least popular with Wyoming Republicans. The Casper Star Tribune mentioned that poll a couple of minutes ago. It asked likely Republican primary voters three questions about Liz Cheney and the January 6th committee, and the answers were not good for Cheney, and we're going to talk about those next.
CPAC Chairman Matt Schlapp explains why firing Nancy Pelosi and winning the midterms needs to be our white-hot focus, or 2024 might not even matter. I'm Bill Walton. On the latest edition of The Bill Walton Show, Matt and I also discuss how a small number of leftists are ruining our corporations and institutions and why conservative ideas are better because they work and they make us happy. Follow The Bill Walton Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about the poll results about Liz Cheney and the January 6th committee in Wyoming. First, I did want to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying the podcast, hopefully learning from the podcast, it would be great, really, really great if you could subscribe to the podcast. So easy. Why don't you just do it? You can do it at iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. Would really, really appreciate it. Subscribe. Okay. Dick Cheney's ad. It focused precisely on the aspect of his daughter's work that is least popular with Wyoming Republicans. So the Casper Star Tribune asked some questions in its poll. One, do you approve of Liz Cheney's decision to serve on the January 6th committee? 63% of voters who are likely to participate in the primary said no, they don't approve. That's versus just 29% who said yes. So do you approve of her work on this committee, which they are making the centerpiece of her campaign? And 63% said, no, I don't approve of it. Okay. Another question. Has Liz Cheney's opposition to Trump affected her ability to deal with the important Wyoming issues? That's something I've been talking about over and over and over, about what Hageman is stressing versus what Cheney is stressing. So has Liz Cheney's opposition to Trump affected her ability to deal with the important Wyoming issues? 61% said yes. 61% said yes, it has affected her ability to deal with the important Wyoming issues. 34% said no. Last question. Has Liz Cheney's performance on the January 6th committee made you more or less likely to vote for her? 54% said less likely. 22% said more likely, and 24% said it had no effect at all. So 54% said it made her less likely. And that's what she's made the centerpiece of her campaign. So here's a bigger point. There was one word missing from Dick Cheney's ad. I just played you the whole ad. It was in two parts, but it's the whole ad, start to finish. There was one word missing. Think about it. You didn't hear it. One word that was never spoken, not even once. The word was Wyoming. For the Cheneys, the race is about keeping Liz Cheney in the House of Representatives, where she can continue the fight against Trump. But for Wyoming voters, the race is about Wyoming. Now, many of them support Trump, and they don't like Cheney attacking Trump all the time. But they are also Wyomingites with issues they want a representative to pursue at the top of her agenda in Washington, D.C. You got to remember, Wyoming is a small state, population-wise, has a population of 579,495. Not very big, 579,495, which means the state has only one member in the House of Representatives. Okay, it's an at-large district. It's the whole state. So that person, currently Liz Cheney, represents the whole state and all of its people and all of its issues. So the Wyoming Republican primary is August the 16th. There is this growing assumption, I'm sure you heard it, Cheney's going to lose. I mean, obviously the big poll of the race, Casper Star Tribune poll, supports that. And there's, you know, on the Trump side, there's obviously a lot of wishful thinking because they would love to take out Liz Cheney. But it does appear that she's doing very, very badly with the race less than 2 weeks away. And if, in fact, she does lose, there'll be all sorts of commentary to be interpreted as a big win for Trump, etc. It could well be because, in significant part, one candidate chose to put Wyoming at the center of her campaign, and one did not. Harriet Hageman chose to put Wyoming at the center of her campaign, and Liz Cheney did not. And unfortunately for Liz Cheney, the election was in Wyoming, the word that does not appear in the new Dick Cheney ad. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. Thank you so much. Appreciate it when you can listen. Always appreciate it when you can. And hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.
Look, politics are stressful right now, but there are much better ways for conservatives to spend their time than to see what mood Joe Manchin might be in for a given vote, or which special interest group on the left will steamroll Joe Biden today. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast, and we'll give you the day's good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives with some much-needed laughs on the side. So please join us. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.